The Irish Independent publishes details of a briefing document for the new Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, which predicts that massive backlogs for basic treatment and diminished cancer services will be left in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic. Cormac McQuinn reports that the 209-page briefing contains a warning that patient waiting lists will increase by as much as 130%, and it predicts a €180 million shortfall in funding for the National Children's Hospital. The paper also reports that college students will have to wear face coverings in lecture halls if 2 metre separation between students isn't possible. The number of students in a lecture hall at any one time, we're told, will be 50, as college lecturers have the same status as any indoor public event. The Irish Times gives front page coverage to the heavy toll that COVID-19 has taken on Ireland's economy, as revealed in the latest Exchequer figures, which show it punched an €8.3 billion hole in the public finances. The paper says some ministers have privately expressed concern about the Cabinet's response to the pandemic and have questioned the messaging coming from the Department of the Taoiseach, particularly in relation to the reopening of pubs. Two tests for all tourists is the Irish Daily Mail's lead headline. In an interim report, the Oireachtas Committee on COVID-19 recommends that all overseas visitors who come into the country be tested at least twice during their stay in Ireland. What's believed to be Ireland's first drive-through confirmation took place in County Limerick yesterday, and it's covered in the Irish Daily Mirror. The original plan of an open-air ceremony had to be abandoned due to the heavy rain, so Father Roy Donovan donned waterproof gear over his vestments to preside over the lunchtime ceremony in the car park of Caroline Church. There's extensive coverage in words and in pictures of the funeral of John Hume, which was attended by the President and the Taoiseach. Senan Maloney in The Independent describes how the maiden city mourned John Hume with dignity and solemnity. The Times gives prominence to the comments of Chief Celebrant Father Paul Farran, who told mourners that when the history of Ireland is written, if Pat Hume's name is not beside John's, it will be an incomplete history. Pat encircled John with love, compassion and support, he said. The front page photo in the Belfast Telegraph shows mourners applauding along the roadside in the rain as the funeral cortege passes, while Alison Morris in the Irish News writes that the miserable weather reflected the mood of a city, a place he loved so well and that equally loved him back. The death of a teenager yesterday in a fall at Powerscourt Waterfall in County Wicklow is covered on the front of the Irish Daily Star. The 15-year-old was on holidays with his parents and Gardaí say it was a tragic accident. The lead story for the Herald is that the families of the Stardust victims have said they're elated that inquests into the deaths of 48 people in the 1981 disco fire are to begin in Dublin Castle early next year. According to the Irish Examiner, a number of Green Party TDs are considering at what point they will walk away from coalition government. Sources within the party suggest that TDs who are unhappy voting on certain legislation have been telling colleagues that they are biding their time. And major excavations on Spike Island in Cork Harbour have uncovered a tunnel and a previously unknown spiral staircase, which are believed to have been part of a fort built there in the 1790s. The Irish Farmers Journal reports that the beef and sheep processing lines at Kildare Chilling have been suspended following a COVID outbreak. One Carlo sheep farmer described the suspension as a terrible blow to the farming community, while another farmer said he had been turned away from the factory on Tuesday with 50 lambs. Also in the journal, organisers of the scaled-down National Ploughing Championships are to limit the gathering to 200 people in line with public health guidelines. Anna-Marie McHugh stressed the event wouldn't be open to the general public, but she did convey the welcome news that the brown bread baking competition would still be going ahead.